Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
We want to look at the subject of eternal life, and we want to see it as one of the basic laws of the kingdom of God. Eternal life is a principle of the kingdom of God, and we want to examine what eternal life is, because we have to build these things into our life. Hallelujah. So let us go to the book of 1 John 1 and 1 to 3. 1 John is getting to the end of the Bible. 1 John 1, 1 to 3. That is where we are going to begin the teaching on eternal life. Enos Zoe, eternal life. It says that that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life. Please underline eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. Bible says that eternal life was with the Father and it was manifested to us. Verse 3. That which we have seen and heard, we tell you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ. Okay? So, the Bible teaches that, verse 2, life was manifested. The life was manifested with life. And bear witness and declare unto you that eternal life which was with the Father manifested to us. So eternal life was with the Father. It was always there. But what happened was that along the history, eternal life was manifested to us. So we saw with our eyes. Says that which we have looked upon and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. Alright. So Christ is eternal life. Can we all see that? Jesus Christ is eternal life. He was with the Father, not so. And then along the line in history, he was manifested to us. He was manifested. We saw it. We touched it. So eternal life is actually our Lord Jesus. It's wonderful, isn't it? Now, let me begin by telling us the aspect of life. We have animal life, we have angelic life, we have plant life, etc. In a similar manner, there is God's life. There is the life of God, which is called in the Greek language, Zoe, Z-O-E, Zoe. That is the life of God. Actually, it is Enos Zoe, or eternal life. Enos is eternal, and Zoe is life. It describes the life of God. I want us to know that Jesus is the life of God, or eternal life. Isn't it wonderful? That is why Jesus Christ came around and he said that if you have seen him, you have seen God. Because Jesus is the life of God. It is just like you have life, you know. You cannot separate your life from you. Because if your life is not there, you are not there. Hallelujah. You cannot separate Jesus, God, because he is God's life, so to speak. It's wonderful, isn't it? That is why John chapter 40, verse 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The life is talking about I am eternal life. Not I have eternal life, but I am eternal life. In John chapter 11, also verse 2, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the life. Which life is he talking about? He's talking about the life of God, the life that God can give to you. It is what God has given to you. The life that God can give to you is what? Eternal life, or Enos Zoe. When, as a believer, somebody who believes in Jesus, when you have life, Jesus is also your life. Look at Colossians 3:4. Jesus is not the life of God, but he is also your life. Colossians chapter 3 verse 4 says that when Christ, who is our life, shall appear. Jesus is our God. He is our life. Just as he is the life that is God, that makes him one with God. So we want to learn about Jesus, our eternal life. And as far as he is concerned, this is a basic law of the kingdom of God, that you see him as what? Eternal life. It's basic. It's the first principles of Christ. Hallelujah. Moving on, I want us to understand that Adam and Eve, when they were in the garden before they sinned, the life that was in them originally was eternal life. What they had in them was Enos Zoe, or eternal life. And that helped them to express, or if you like, bear the image of God. The eternal life of God that was in them enabled them to be like God. You understand that? Because they have his life, so they will be like him. The things that God will do, they can also be able to do in a certain way, because they have his life in them. This was before the fall of man. But when man sinned in Genesis chapter 3, what happened was that this life, this eternal life, was debased by sin, or through sinning. And so it made all mankind, the sin that came in, made all mankind to live a corrupted life, which was short of the glory of God that man knew. So before man sinned, had Zoe, or eternal life. And after man sinned, man still was living, right? Man still had life in him, so to speak. But this life was short of the glory of God. Means that the glory of God, if it is 100%, now it is short. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Means that if it is 100%, man now has maybe 30%. So he has fallen short of eternal Zoe, of eternal life. Now, I want us to understand that this life that is falling short of the glory of God is what we now call human life. Wow. Adam and Eve had eternal life. They sinned, and the life of God in them was corrupted. They fell short, and so that is what we now call what? Human life. I want to know now that the kind of life that is in you determines your potential. Write it down. The kind of life that is in you determines your potential. So, if you take a plant, it has got plant life, and that plant life makes a plant behave like a plant. So you don't see a plant moving, walking from one point to another, except you remove it from the air. You see? But a plant on its own, because it has got plant life, it cannot move like an animal. In a similar manner, animal life makes an animal behave like an animal. So if you take a goat, why does it behave like a goat? Because it has got animal life, or if you like, goat life. That is why it behaves like a goat. Its potential is determined by the kind of life that is in it. And so human life makes you behave like what? A human being. Why do you behave like a human being? Because you have human life. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. Bear that in mind, because I'll come back to it. Now, when a person, an unbeliever, receives Jesus Christ as his Savior and Lord, what has he received? He has received the life. He has received Jesus, who is said, I am the life. I am the resurrection I am the way, the truth, and the life. Everybody receives Jesus Christ as Savior. What we call human life is not rather God gives him eternal life, or gives him Jesus. So in a believer, he got healed, and then he has got what? Eternal life. It is just like in the Garden of Eden, God put two trees in the middle of the garden, the tree of life, or if you like, the tree of eternal life. And the other one was called evil. So in you, if you are a believer, if you are born again, life in you, so to speak, you can live your human life, or you can live a life, or you can live eternal life. Hallelujah. So the choice is yours. The corrupted form of life, which we call human life, perfect form of life, which is called eternal life, that you get into your heart or your life. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to show you some 12 facts about eternal life. Get used to human life. I'll show you eternal life so that you can focus eternal life, because the kind of life that you focus upon and you feed determines how you live. Remember, the life in you determines the potentials you can interact. If you feed on eternal life, then the potential of eternal life will be practical life. If you feed on human life, or you feed your human life, the corrupt that falling short of the glory of God, then that one too will express itself. It is not a good thing. Hallelujah. So let us look at some 12 facts about life. As far as Jesus Christ is concerned, these are the basic laws of for you to know what eternal life is and the place of eternal life in life, to harness eternal life and live it out in your practical life, an ordinary human being. Hallelujah. The first thing I want to say about eternal life, that you said it, that Jesus is eternal life, or the life of God. Jesus is eternal life, or the life of God. And he is also your life. He is also life. Said, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then we shall also appear. That is number one. Jesus is eternal life. Number two, eternal life is for the earth. Okay, actually eternal life is the original life of humans. The original life of humans was eternal life, what we call human. Now
we'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to only Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus trying to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior to by practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah. Eternal life is eternal life. And eternal life is not an excess baggage that you carry. You have eternal life in you as a believer. Why does God give us eternal life? Is it an excess thing that we know? It is not. It is your original life. So God wants us to go back for our original life. So the second is that eternal life is for the earth. That is why God placed on earth the tree of life. That's why the first life that God gave mankind was not human life, but eternal zoe in the Greek, or eternal life. Hallelujah. So it is for the earth. Because some people think that, well, when we go to heaven, then we will live eternal life. Friend, eternal life is for now. That is 1 chapter 10, verse 10. The Bible says, but for till, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come, Jesus said, that you may have life. Because he knew that's life. Say, I have come that you will have eternal life. If sin came destroying things on earth, then eternal life that Jesus Christ brought is also for the earth. Hallelujah. Have thieves stolen your things before? Has ever stolen from you before? Then you need eternal life. Because Jesus said, instead of the devil stealing, killing, and destroying you, bring it, I have brought you life, eternal life. Okay? So eternal life, it's not just a future thing. It's wonderful. Now, the third thing we must understand, that eternal life is to replace human life. Eternal life is to replace human life. When I say replace human life, this is what I mean. If you are a believer, you should focus on and feed eternal life you until it rises up and as where displaces your human life. Okay? Look at the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6 and then verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and then verse 12. The Bible says in the book of Timothy, 1 Timothy 6, fight the good fight of faith. The good fight of faith is the fight to remain in the rest. R-E-S-T. The good fight of faith is the fight to remain. Jesus has done for you already. It's a fight to remain in the rest of Jesus. Lay hold on eternal life. Please lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also confessed a good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to note something. It says what? Lay hold on eternal life. I'm called. So, what is a believer called to? What are we called to? This one is basic comprehension. It says a lay hold on eternal life to which you have been called. So, the question is, what is a believer called to? He is called to eternal life. Who is eternal life? Jesus. He said what? I am the life. We have been called to Jesus. You fight a good fight of faith. You rest in what Jesus has done. By so doing, you lay hold on eternal life to which you have been called. That is why I choose to put it this way, that eternal life is to replace your human life. Because you have not been called to exhibit human life. You have been called to exhibit what? Eonos Zoe. Or eternal life. Or the life of God. That is why we, you and I, have been called to. Hallelujah. Amen. The calling is not just to become a pastor. The calling is to become like Jesus. The calling is to lay hold on eternal life. The calling is to express eternal life in your life instead of human life, that it becomes like a replacement of your human life. Hallelujah. Let's go on. Let me show you something quickly. All right. So he says that lay hold on eternal life to which you have been called. Laying hold on something means that express it. You have it in you. Express it. Because you see, you can be given something and then you refuse to make use of what you are given. I can give you a mobile phone. But you can have it. You say, I have a mobile phone. And decide not to use the mobile phone. Do you have mobile phone? Yes. But have you laid hold on the mobile phone? Have you used your hand? Is it a practical thing in your life? That's what the Bible is saying. That we have been called to eternal life. So you lay hold on it. Let it be an expression. Something that is replacing your human life that you knew when you were an unbeliever. Now you have accepted Jesus. Now the life is inside of you. The life of God is inside of you. Jesus is your life. Now he says that lay hold of this life and live it out. Because that is what you have been called to. Hallelujah. Wonderful. I said I was showing you something. Come down to verse Okay, let's read verse 18. I urge you in the sight of God who gives life to all things. Is that right? And before Jesus Christ who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep this commandment. Please underline this commandment. What commandment is he talking about? Another comprehension. He said that lay hold on eternal life to which you have been called, not to human life that you have already, but to the eternal life that you have in Christ Jesus. And he says in verse 13 that I urge you in the sight of God who gives the life, and Jesus who confessed good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep this commandment. What commandment is he talking about? He says that keep this commandment. Verse 14, 1 Timothy 6. That you keep this commandment without spot, blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing. So, what commandment have we been urged before God and Jesus to keep? It is a commandment to do what? No. It is a commandment that you have been called to eternal life. Hallelujah. And then, because you have been called to that commandment, you lay hold on that commandment. You lay hold. You express the eternal life in your life. Instead of expressing eternal life, many believers are living out their human life. They are living like unbelievers. They are living with all the complaints of unbelievers. When they are complaining, we are also complaining. Have you ever seen God complaining? No. The life of God is wonderful. I'm going to show you what it is. Because you know what human life is. You know what it does to you. You know how debasing it is. But the life of God is supreme. The supremacy of eternal life over your human life. That is what you have been called to. Is that right? Now, point number what? 4. Your original life is not human life, but eternal life. Your original life is not human life, but eternal life. What Jesus Christ did when he came was that he took us to the beginning. Now, in this present life, you know, you can live your life before the fall of man, or you can live your life after the fall of man. Before the fall of man is living your life by the tree of life, all right? Eating the tree of life. After the fall of man is what? Living your life after the tree of knowledge of good and evil. After what? Human life. So the choice is ours. Are you living your original life is the question. Or you are living out human life. Jesus Christ takes us to the beginning. He said one time in Matthew chapter 19 or so, he told them that from the beginning it was not so. Because they said you can divorce. Jesus says you can't divorce. You can't divorce your wife. Say, but Moses said we can divorce. It is written in the laws of God that we can divorce. Jesus Christ said, Moses said that you should do it because of your hardness of your heart, because of your fallen nature. But from the beginning, it was not so. So I don't want you to divorce. That means that I want you to live your life like in the beginning before the fall of man. And we became hardened where you could divorce your wife for any reason. Says that from the beginning it was not so. So Jesus Christ takes every believer now and he puts him in the first kingdom era, in the beginning, where Adam and Eve had eternal life, and where now you as a believer too, you have eternal life, and you should just lay hold on it. Feed on the tree of life. It is in the middle of your heart. Feed on it rather than feeding on human life or the tree of knowledge of good and evil. All right. The next thing I want you to note, I've lost count. Is it 5? The next thing I want you to note about eternal life is that God gives us eternal life so that we become his fellows. God gives us eternal life so that we become his fellows. So that we will be like God, so to speak. All right, look at 1 John 1, where we read. 1 John 1, 1 John 1, and then 2 and 3. The life was manifested. That's Jesus was manifested. Eternal life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us when Jesus Christ came, was born of the Virgin Mary. It was the manifestation of the life or eternal life. Look at verse 3. Why God gives us eternal life. It says that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Please underline the words fellowship. Fellowship is coming from two words, fellow and ship. The reason why the eternal life which was with the Father was manifested and we have eternal life as believers inside of us is so that we will have fellowship with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. In other words, so that we become fellows of God. Fellows of God. Fellows of God. Eternal life. God gives you His life so that you look like Him. So that you become His fellow. What He can do, you can do on this earth as far as this earth is concerned, because you are His fellow. The word fellowship is the word koinonia. In fact, the Greek, this is rightly translated, you become a partner of God. He gives us eternal life so that we become His partners, because He has eternal life. And He gives you eternal life so that you become a fellow like God. You become like Him. You become a partner to God on this earth. Hallelujah. Isn't that powerful? Doesn't this speak to why God gives us eternal life on this earth? So that we become His partners on this earth. So that what He wants to do on this earth, those of us He has given His life, we can do it on His behalf, in His interest. And all the glory will go to God. We will not fall short of the glory of God, but we will be able to give Him all the glory by living out His life on this earth. Hallelujah. So eternal life makes us become the fellows of God. It introduces God's potential to us, because an animal or the potential of a created thing is determined by the kind of life that is inside of that created thing. If it has got animal life, the potential is living out animal life. It has got plant life, the potential is living out plant life. If it has got eternal life, the potential is living out what? Eternal life. You are capable of it. God gives us eternal life to introduce into our lives His potential, what He can do, so that we become His partners here on earth. Why does He give us life? So that we will have fellowship with the Father, who has eternal life, and with His Son Jesus, who is the life of God, who is eternal life. Hallelujah. Number six, write this down. Eternal life introduces God's potential into you. It introduces God's potential, and put into brackets, rulership into you. What is the potential of God? The potential of God is that He is above all. He is over all. He is the one who is the boss. He is the one who is in charge. He is the ruler. Only potentate. King of kings and Lord of lords. In giving you eternal life, God is introducing the ability of the believer, introducing into the believer His ability to rule. Look at Genesis 1:26. Eternal life introduces rulership into your life. That is why God gives us eternal life, that you become like Him, have His potential. His potential is what? Ruling, being above all, being the king of kings, so that you can become a king in this life, so that you can become a ruler in this life. Genesis 1:26 says that what? Let us make man in our image, and let them have dominion. What is the potential of God for which God said, let's make man? It is so that he will have dominion. He said that let's make man in our image, and so that he can have dominion, the potential of dominion on this earth. Because that is us. The image of God that we have, listen carefully, is the potential to rule over all, over everything, over sin, over sickness, over circumstances, including poverty. It's part of the circumstances or situations. Over what? Society. Rulership over what? Satan. We have rulership. The ability of God is introduced. If you feed on Aeon Zoe, eternal life, if you focus on that life which is in you, and I'll show you next week how to feed upon this life so that it will come alive in you, so that you can lay hold on it. Hallelujah.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.